A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month is to be the first of all the others for you, the first month of your year. Speak to the whole community of Israel and say, 'On the 10th day of this month, each man must take an animal from the flock, one for each family, one animal for each household. If the household is too small to eat the animal, a man must join with his neighbour, the nearest to his house, as the number of persons requires. You must take into account what each can eat in deciding the number for the animal. It must be an animal without blemish, a male 1 year old. You may take it from either sheep or goats. You must keep it till the 14th day of the month, when the whole assembly of the community of Israel shall slaughter it between the two evenings. Some of the blood must then be taken and put on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses where it is eaten. That night the flesh is to be eaten, roasted over the fire. It must be eaten with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. You shall eat it like this, with a girdle round your waist, sandals on your feet, a staff in your hand. You shall eat it hastily. It is a Passover in honour of the Lord. That night I will go through the land of Egypt and strike down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, man and beast alike, and I shall deal out punishment to all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood shall mark the houses that you live in. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and you shall escape the destroying plague when I strike the land of Egypt. This day is to be a day of remembrance for you, and you must celebrate it as a feast in the Lord's honor. For all generations, you are to declare it a day of festival forever." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
From the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. This is what I received from the Lord. and in turn passed on to you, that on the same night that he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and thanked God for it and broke it, and he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this as a memorial of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Whenever you drink it, do this as a memorial of me. Until the Lord comes, therefore, every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are proclaiming his death." The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
It was before the festival of the Passover, and Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to pass from this world to the Father. He had always loved those who were his in the world, but now he showed how perfect his love was. They were at supper, and the devil had already put it into the mind of Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray him. Jesus knew that the Father had put everything into his hands, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. And he got up from table, removed his outer garment, and taking a towel, wrapped it round his waist. He then poured out water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to dry them with the towel he was wearing. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, you are going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "At the moment you do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand." "Never," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus replied, "If I do not wash you, you can have nothing in common with me." "Then, Lord," said Simon Peter, "not only my feet, but wash my hands and my head as well." Jesus said, "No one who has taken a bath needs washing. He is clean all over. You too are clean, though not all of you." He knew who was going to betray him. That was why he said, "Though not all of you." When he had washed their feet, he put his clothes on again, and he went back to the table. "Do you understand," he said, "what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and rightly, so I am. If I then, the Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you should wash each other's feet. I have given you an example so that you may copy what I have done." The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear friends in Jesus Christ, thank you very much for your presence today. Today we celebrate three events: the institution of the priesthood, the institution of the Eucharist, and the Passover celebration. Since this is a particular time, we don't have the feet washing. But meanwhile, we will sit for a while and hear the music, the song, which is related to the washing of the feet. Actually, we are in the context of Passover meal. I do not intend to speak about washing of the feet. Much more, I would like to say something reflecting upon the Paschal meal of the Jews. Because it is in this context Jesus celebrated, instituted the Eucharist. The Passover meal was divided into four parts. You may know, many of you may know. The first part is really a festival blessing. In Hebrew, we say Kiddush. Kiddush, the blessing. So the first cup is being taken there. After lighting the candle, washing the hands, the family sit together, and the first cup is being taken. Whenever the cup of wine is being taken, they say the blessing prayer. So the first one is festival blessing, the Kiddush. When Kiddush is taking, the family or the members, they really take the dish of herbs, which want to think about the slavery in Egypt. And the second course, it is a Passover narrative. That is what is called the Little Hallel, where the Psalm number 113 is being recited. That is the second cup. So the second cup is called the Little Hallel. And the cup is being taken. And the third cup, the third course, better to say the Metzat, the bread, unleavened bread is being taken, as well as the lamb shank. So the third cup is being taken, and that is called the cup of blessing. We can imagine at that time Jesus might have instituted the Eucharist, because it is a cup of blessing. At the cup of blessing, the Jewish members, they take the cup and say thanks to the Lord. We can just imagine that may be the situation, that may be the time Jesus instituted the Eucharist. But for a Jew, only with the fourth cup it is finished. The Passover meal is finished only with the fourth cup. We don't see any reference of Jesus taking the fourth cup in the Bible. So there is a question: whether Jesus instituted the Eucharist on Holy Thursday or not? That's a little provocative question, but a meditative one. Is it on Holy Thursday Jesus instituted the Eucharist, since he has not taken the fourth cup? Let's go a little further. Because the fourth cup is called the Great Hallel. The Psalm number 114 and 118 are being sung there. Usually there is a clip inside. After the third cup, The family opens the front door of the house, thinking that Elijah would come. So that is, the door is being opened after third cup. Elijah is the Messiah, expected Messiah after Elijah. So it is the door is opened for a hope for the new Messiah. And there it says, Jesus singing the song or the singing the psalms, he went to Mount Olive. So we can just come a conclusion that Jesus hasn't finished his Passover. So there is a reasonable question. Then when Jesus, his Passover finished, or the Eucharist finished? And Jesus finished the three cups in the upper room, and he went away. And we would say, Jesus meant not to drink what he was expected to drink, the fourth cup or the Passover. It's just like a priest, or if I am celebrating the Mass today and I am not saying the consecration word, the first reading is fine, the prayers are there, but I don't take the host and the blood and I don't consecrate it, I don't say this is my body and this is my blood. Just like that, Jesus left. A priest who is not celebrating the Mass. So where did he finish his Eucharist? We can say, and he went to the Gethsemane, or the, he said, he fell on his face and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup, the fourth cup, pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but thou wilt." Actually, after the fourth cup, saying the blessing, the great Hallel, the family say the last word, "See you next year in Jerusalem." So they finished likewise. But after three, Jesus went, because he is the true Messiah. The door is opened. The people are respected. And he says, on the cross only, now it is finished. So we can say, where did the fourth cup finished? It is on the cross. It is on the cross, he says, all was now finished. And again he says, it is the fulfillment of the scripture. When he was on the cross, a bowl of sour wine stood there. They put a sponge full of the vinegar on hyssop. That word is very particular, on hyssop, and held it to his mouth. We see in the Gospel of John that was a hyssop, the branch prescribed in the Passover law for sprinkling the blood of the lamb. So Jesus on the cross is the blood of the lamb, which is the fourth cup. Better to say, Jesus had left unfinished the Passover liturgy in the upper room, by not taking the fourth cup in order to drink his wine on the cross. Then at the very end, Jesus was offered sour wine. When Jesus has received the sour wine, he said, "Now the great Hallel, it is finished." What I want to say is, Calvary begins with the Eucharist, and the Eucharist ends with the Calvary. It is one and the same piece. Therefore, we cannot separate these two moments. Our life will be fulfilled only when we enjoy the Calvary, the moment of the Calvary. The Passover meal comes to an end when Jesus tastes the vinegar, the fourth cup on the cross. There he says, "Abba, Father, the Passover is finished." And today we heard in the gospel, it is the continuation. And he washed the feet. He ate with the disciples. He instituted the Eucharist. But everything centered, focused on the cross. Amen.